1, if we're able to. Chapter 19 is entitled Devotional Service and Pure Love of God, and is called Prema Bhakti Bhav. Pure love of God is defined by Srila Rupa Goswami when one's desire to love Krishna in one's particular relationship becomes intensified. When one's desire to love Krishna in one's particular relationship becomes intensified, this is known as pure love of Godhead. In the beginning, a devotee is engaged in the regulative principles of devotional service by the order of his spiritual master. When one thereby becomes completely purified of all material contamination, there develops an attachment and taste for devotional service.
Put it on the table.
Will it reach?
Will you sit on the
table? Make a place to come.
First of all, I'd like to offer my unlimited obeisances at the Royal Lotus Feet of Happy Love Guru Dev Shiva Bhakti Vinayana Narayan and Goswami Maharaj. I would like to offer my unlimited obeisances at the Lotus Feet of Shiva Guru Gobinda Swami Maharaj. I would like to offer my unlimited obeisances at the Lotus Feet of Shiva A.C. Bhakti Vinayana Swami Shri Prabhupada. I would like to offer my unlimited obeisances at the Lotus Feet of Shiva Bhakti Raksha Kriya Nirva Swami Maharaj. And I'd like to offer my unlimited obeisances at the Lotus Feet of Param Guru Shri Bhakti Prajnanesha Goswami Maharaj. And the entire disciplic succession. Now that's what more the seven Vaishnavas. It seems like it's been only a very short time since Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami came to the West and created such a revolution in the hearts and minds of so many individuals to the extent that it defined the rest of our lives forever. And it's ironic that at that particular time, Srila Prabhupada had so much potency that even for those who did not personally meet him, the shakti, the energy was so powerful that we were impelled to give up even the wishes of our family, to give up prospects of education, etc., and risk the scorn of society at large to follow a dream. Not a dream, but a reality that Srila Prabhupada had clearly mapped out for us and had promised was an attainable goal. It's ironic that so many years later that many of us are being challenged again to give up preconceived ideas and to go further in our spiritual lives. And this time we find ourselves giving up the association of even some of the family that we had adopted. It reminded me very much that spiritual life is not a cheap thing. I'm sure Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came and said, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Of course, many of us soon realized that Srila Prabhupada was the supreme psychologist, and he invited everyone to come and chant Hare Krishna and simply eat prasad, which of course everyone loves to do. But knowing quite well that the process was a very, very powerful process, and because he was bona fide, then anyone who simply followed those instructions and was somewhat serious would soon very, very easily pick up on the true spirit. Of course, Prabhupada was able to do that because he was really a giant in the even amongst the disciplic succession, in terms of the preaching mission of Mahaprabhu, he was a giant, and thus he was able to do such a wonderful and extraordinary thing that the world still doesn't understand what has happened. We never find ourselves in a position where many of us are wanting to go abroad and understand more about Krishna and pursue the same goal that Shiva Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj gave us. But simply there was something lacking there, unfortunately. And by Krishna's plan, it was not forthcoming until another giant in our disciplic succession, the personage of Bhagavan Shiva Gurudev, has taken it upon himself to follow in the footsteps of Shiva Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and come and do another extraordinary thing and create another revolution. And the magnanimity of which is not going to be felt for a long time, it seems. But again, only such a great soul can actually do this type of thing. It's not for the ordinary person. So for those of us who are fortunate enough to have been inspired by the word through the Gurudev and to further go further and not only hear the words but actually put into action his instructions, the goals have been reached. I can see so many results, maybe not so much in myself, but when I first met Shri Gurudev, I said the first thing I will do is I will look at his disciples and judge from his disciples. If they are fanatical, etc., I will not be interested. But I looked hard, and all I could see were very, very loving devotees who were practicing the etiquettes of Krishna consciousness very, very nicely. And I thought this was always what I'm sure others wanted when we joined the Hare Krishna movement, the original Hare Krishna movement. So then I was thinking, this is so very nice. How wonderful must the spiritual master be? And I was reminded not so long back, just a couple of weeks back, couple of months back, we went up north to take in the discussions of Prem Prayojan Prabhu and Subal Shaka Prabhu. And some of the devotees back here were remarking, we came back and we told them what a wonderful time it was up there and how it was sad it was for the Prabhus to be leaving, and all the devotees were lamenting that such association was going. And one lovely lady commented that, I mean, if this is what goes on amongst the disciples, if you have such affection and regard for the disciples, then what is the spiritual master like? So she's not here right now, I don't think, but she will be. And I'm hoping that by Krishna's grace, by Gurudev's grace, others will also come to the lotus feet of Shiva Gurudev, offer their respects and obtain some small mercy which will be ever beneficial for them. So I'd like to, again, welcome Shiva Gurudev. I hope we can stay comfortable. And I know that divine arrangement you are here, Krishna is not... he's looking after every minute of your life, so some plan is there. Hare Krishna.
Shyam Rani, the senior most disciple of Swamiji, she will speak to us.
Let go, Father, have to come.
I was very inspired by the words of Jukal Kishore Prabhu telling us what some hint of what our Srila Prabhupada came to give us. One thing that Srila Prabhupada gave us were the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And today we see particularly one of those songs from the page come to life. That is, he writes, "Oh, my Lord Hari, Srila Rupa Goswami has now appeared in the form of the spiritual master. Srila Rupa Gosai, Sri Guru Rupete, Rupa Goswami himself, who is Sri Rupa Manjari, has appeared before us now in the form of the spiritual master. Shikshit Viren Modakami," and he gave us the following instructions. That is, Sri Rupa Goswami himself gave us these instructions in the form of the spiritual master. "Jana Mara Kata, please try to understand my words. Who should understand? Mamara Kandara, You know what Kandara is? You've seen in the streets, particularly in New York, the beggars, and they're like this, give me something, give me something. That's Kandara. And Namera Kandara means those who are begging for the gift of the Holy Name. Sankirtana. Oh Gurudev, I have no power to chant the holy name of Krishna. Give me just one drop of your mercy so that I can taste the great treasure of the holy name. So Janamara Katha, try to understand my words, or you who are begging for the gift of the holy name. Rati Pavo Navadani. And then you'll be able to taste the nectar essence of the holy name. And what is that instruction? Tanava Rupa Charitari Sukirtanaru. The rest of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs is how Sri Rupa Goswami, in the form of the spiritual master, teaches us how to chant the holy names by remembering the pastimes of each name and what names to chant, those names who are the fulfillment of our soul's aspiration. Gopi Bhakti, Parakamalayo, Dasa Dasa Anudasa. So, things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. If A equals B and B equals C, then A also equals C. So the spiritual master is a manifestation of Rupa Goswami or a manifestation of Sri Rupa Manjari. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, who wrote that song, he naturally is also a manifestation of Sri Rupa Goswami. He is also Guru. And we know that he is a manifestation of Sri Vidarbha Pandit. So that means Gurudev is also a manifestation of Vidarbha Pandit. His manifestation of Baladev, his manifestation of Nityananda, who are both a kind of Guru Tattva, the complete Guru. And Shiksha Guru Keta Jani, Krishna's Swarup. Is the personality of Krishna himself, and he's the form of Krishna himself manifested to give us these divine instructions and to make these instructions a reality in our heart. So we're so fortunate to have Sri Rupa Goswami manifest here on the couch of Sri Rupa.
I learned that also the Braj Vallabh Prabhu respect towards very qualified and senior Vaishnav. We are reliant at all times on the mercy of our beloved spiritual masters. All we have to do is empty ourselves of all other things and simply make ourselves available. All these troublesome anarchies and so many unnecessary baggage that we carry in our hearts, we just have to let them go and simply joyfully associate with the Vaishnavas and the Gurudev. And so many wonderful transformations will take place. There is so much potential within the heart of all the devotees. And by coming into contact with the spiritual master, then all so many glorious things will come out. Then we just don't have to quarrel anymore with the reactions of our karma. We just accept that, and we should concentrate, we should collect all our energies, concentrate with all our might in this particular line that our Gurudev wants us to travel in, and then all good fortune will come out. We don't have to worry about so many problems in our journey. We don't have to worry about collecting vast oceans of knowledge, because that will all flood in.
if the particle of dust from a spiritual master's feet touches our head, or a ray of the effulgence of these lotus toes pierces our heart, then everything will be provided. We don't have to worry about any of that. So I'm here today only to get a particle of dust on my head so that my worthless life can become illuminated. Jai.
I'm not qualified to be in the center of the devotees here. I'm a very new person. And though I do know many of the devotees here, I've had the good fortune of their association in the past, and many of them know me. I'm very pleased to see that the devotees have found great shelter after the physical passing away of this divine grace practitioner, Swami Prabhupada. We never expected any problem, but it seems that many, many any difficulties have arisen in association with devotees. So, I'm still a newcomer and I'm still feeling my way around these parts, so I hope that those will forgive me and any offences I may commit. And of course, I haven't met this divine grace, but I'm just one in my own knowledge before, so I'm avoiding spiritual life. I'm hiding, so and I'm resisting. So hopefully somehow in the flood of Christian consciousness I may be swept along and get some particle of mercy. So please forgive me for this and acknowledge Hare Krishna.
Behalf of me, because I cannot speak so much on behalf of me.
Om Yanti Vandasya Dhanatana Shukaya Chakshu Vitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gandhaya. So the devotees have all spoken very eloquently, describing our good fortune of having the association of Srila Gurudev. And Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, he was very humbly stating how he's avoiding spiritual life, how he's resisting. But we see that the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he's coming to this material world. It's stated, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jiva Daya Kori Swapashadas Swedam Saha Adatori, that he's so merciful that he comes into this material world, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jiva Daya Kori, to give mercy. But he not only comes himself, but he comes with his associates, his eternal associates, Swapashad Suyadam Saha Adatori. And even though we may be resisting, which I definitely am, and maybe some of us are also doing, we may be going in the other direction, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, and his associates also so very merciful, that they come out of their way and they come with this nectarian love and they shower upon us, even despite our resistance. And this love is so thick, it's so sweet, and it flows like nectar without stop, that though we're resisting, it's practically impossible to resist. So this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, that they have so much love, so much compassion, that despite all the anattas, the dirty things which are within the heart, all the gook that comes out. But still, their mercy is unrelenting, and it just keeps on flowing sweetly, very mercifully, and it just creates, it breaks down the wall of resistance. I have been traveling with Gurudev now for 3, going on 4 years, and I'm always so amazed how he is unlimitedly compassionate in all situations. So, just as Bhagavad Guru was saying, that really we don't have to worry so much about so many things. I know myself, I'm always on the mental platform. For instance, I'm always going to pray for him and say, what about this and what about that? What about this and what about that? And he's just telling me you're just on the mental platform. So we have to give up all these things. And we just have to place ourselves at that divine lotus feet of those personalities who are carrying that love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and have faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is our best friend, he is our ever-well-wisher, and that those personalities who are carrying his love are similarly our best friends and our ever-well-wishers, and that just by placing ourselves at their lotus feet, that everything will be taken care of, that we have nothing to worry about. It's stated that one who is very fortunate to come in contact with sadhu, real sadhu, one who is on the transcendental platform, where Vrindavan is situated within his heart, and Srimati Radhika and Krishna are playing very blissfully in the lotus of his heart, that one who comes in contact with such sadhu, that one's material existence is coming to an end. So to make that end of our material existence come very, very quickly, then we just have to open our hearts to the Harikatha and let Krishna in the form of Harikatha come in and groom all the anattas, and in this way we can please feel good. This is the service he wants from us, that we take these precious things that he's giving according to our adhikar, according to our level, we take it into our hearts and we apply it. And in this way he can take us and offer us to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna.
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवत्विषये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय परवक्ताय First of all, I know that by the mercy of my Diksha Guru, Yitta Lila Pravishtonga Vishnu Pāt, Pashto Tashishma Bhakti Pratyāna Tishavishnam, and my Siksha Guru, my friend, so many relations, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Only by their mercy I am coming. I am not coming, but they are inspiring me to go everywhere and reach their mission. I know that I am a dry straw. No qualification as they glorify me. I am not so much high class of learned person. I have no bhakti so much. But I know the mercy of my Gurudev and my Siksha Guru, Sri Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Their mercy is making me to go here and there to reach their missions. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita I have read that sadhu sangha is the root of all success, all bhakti, everything. So if there is no good association, anyone cannot attain love to Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu. In this world, very rare persons, they are somewhat anxious to have bhakti to Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu. Very rare. But I know that Krishna is so much anxious and he is more worried for us and he is touching us. He is calling us. He is so merciful that he told to Radhika, "Oh, my Sarup is searching me. You should help." And then he sent, "Oh, go at once to this Matyalo. And anyhow, by any trick, you should bring her." And there's Sanatana Goswami in the last, he has told the glorification of this high class of association. You know perhaps all that a Brahmin who went to Devi, Kamaksha Devi, you know, Kamaksha Devi?
In India.
In India. And he wanted wealth. And that is why he worshipped Kamaksha Devi. That is Durga Devi. And anyhow, she was so merciful. He never gave him any wealth. He used to give so much wealth to others. But there was some exception. That she gave Gopal Mata. And in dream, and told, "Oh, who is the deity of this mantra? And how we should chant all mantra in 3 times? And how we should offer ourselves be Sharanagat in that lotus temple?" But he thought that it was only dream, nothing else. So he overlooked. After 4 or 5 days again, that Devi came in dream and, "Oh, you are not following my orders. You must follow my orders. And then, or you will be successful in your life. And you will have everything that you desire. But don't delay. From today, you should." And with very high regard and very strong faith. And you know that the Brahmin, after some time, he was so much renounced from all worldly desires. And he forget to have any wealth from Devi, from anyone. And he went from there and he came to Bengal at Sagar and
Ocean, meeting together.
And from there he went to Gaya, Kashi. And from there he went to Vrindavan. And he was thinking that what is Sadhan and Sadhya? And he was so worried for it. And he heard that when anyone is peeping so loudly, but peeping in what way? He thought that anyone is weeping or singing in melody, he could not differentiate. After some time he entered that
Kunja.
Great. And saw a beautiful gop like Krishna Shakha, Gop Kumar. And he was weeping, oh Krishna, like a song. Like gopis began to wait for Krishna in the Ras Leela. Tava kathamritam, tava prajivanam, kala nirejanam, kala shapaham. Tava namandalam, shimadatatam, bhumidhanam jivetam. They're weeping, but in a, like a song, patet, and Krishna could not resist himself and at one stage appeared. So he was waiting like this. Then went there and he was holding hands and requesting him. After that his he was meditating and his meditating was broken. Then he told, oh, you are Brahmin? Who told? That's Gop Kumar. Not now, he will be after birth. But now he is like Gop Kumar. Oh, you are Brahmin? And you went to Pragyoti school? And you worshipped that Devi, Kamaksha Devi, for wealth? How you knew? He told. Yes, I have done. And he gave you a Gopal mantra and also with it outlines. He is thinking that how he knew all these things. I have never told to him. Very strange. Then he told, oh, she also warned you not to be in Kashi. And he told that you should not delay in Kashi, otherwise you will be Pakka Mayavadi. And then go to Prayag and take bath and don't delay there also and go to Vrindavan. So a guru, who is bona fide guru, before giving initiation, he will do such things that devotee will be also much influenced by his guru. And then he will think that, oh, really, he is my guru. So in Sanatana Goswami has written in this.
You are the Bhagavatam.
Hari Bhakti Virati. That a guru should test disciple. Disciples also test guru. Otherwise guru will fall down and his life is ruined. Guru has nothing to do. But those who are in Kanishtha Adhikari and thinking that we are in
Uttam
Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari, they should be very careful for these things. At least they should taste. Otherwise, the disciples will make him go down. But those who are really, what has been told in ethics, tasmat,
guru pradyayita, jyasa shaya utamam,
shabde,
vaita nishratam,
brahma yukhasa. Those who are qualified like this, that any high class are really they are good. You are fortunate that you have come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami line. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And in the line of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada. You are so much fortunate. His mercy brought me here. Otherwise, how can I have come here? After that, he told that, oh, I want to know, he asked that Gop Kumar, oh, I want to know what is Sadhya And what is sadhana? I don't know anything. Then he gave me diksha of that mantra. And then he began to tell his own story.
Life story.
And in the last he told, oh, Krishna requested Srimati Radhika that anyhow you should manage that, or that Brahmin should come to me. He is my very dear. And that is why in my form, I give initiation. Who was that? Durga. Durga is a manifestation of Srimati Radhika. You know? Not so much different. Only we tell that this is Mahamaya and Srimati is Yogamaya, more than that. But anyhow, they are one in one sense, not in all sense, but in one sense they are one. So I had accepted by that form to that friend. So Krishna has requested. Krishna knows that, oh, he is my dear. So Krishna is one father. So please arrange that the Brahmin should very soon come to me. He is my sakha. And then she sent me, Gokumari told me, she sent me, oh Saru, you should go and bring that Brahmin boy. So I have come for you, well, and I told my whole history. I told all the love and affection, five kinds of love and affection, by which we can receive the love and affection of Krishna. I told you all. Especially I told the glorification of Gopi Prem. I mean, among all Gopi Prem, or Radha Prem is the supreme. So I told everything. And you are Sakha also of Krishna. But he knew all these things. But no praying, no bhav, nothing was coming. Then he kept his hand on the head of that man. And he at once began to weep loud. And he saw Krishna also. He saw Srimati Radhika there also. And then he realized all the stuff that Guru had told, that is and quickly, very quickly, he saw that I am going anywhere in flying, in any airplane. And he saw that he had reached to Govindavan. And there he made all. Why I told this story? Who gave diksha to that Brahmin? Devi. Incarnation of
manifestation.
She is Sikshadu. But she could not help so much. Only gave diksha. No? The Gopal mantra. At first, only Gopal mantra was given in diksha, nothing else. And Harina. Now we are so fallen that our Guru realized, our Gurus, Guru Parampara, Gopal Guru, Bhakteshwar Pandit,
Shyamachandra
Goswami, they discovered all these things from Shastra. And then Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Kama Gayatri, all. Now everything is given because we are not like them. So she gave that diksha mantra. But he could not tell all these things that this Gopkumar told. So he is Siksha Guru.
Devi is Diksha Guru and Gopkumar is Siksha Guru.
Do you know who is superior?
Siksha
yeah.
Guru.
She sent that Brahmin to Srimati Radhika herself is saying, Gopam. So you can realize what is the position of a Siksha Guru. So my Siksha Guru, Swami Maharaj. My Diksha Guru was like same category. My Diksha Guru get
sannyas,
renounce order, and Siksha also. So, Swami Maharaj. Both are very high class. Both, maybe, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru both know how. Both are qualified to be Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru both. So you can see my also. But how I am lucky, how I am fortunate to have a Guru and Siksha Guru like them. Really. And very fortunate. And I have so many association of very highly learned of Prabhupada associates. I have seen so many, almost all the high classes of associates of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And I have served all because I was used to live with my Gurudev. So I have chance to serve. Especially, you know, I am so fortunate and lucky that I served Swamiji also. I am so much fortunate, that is why I am telling that he gave me his service from 1947 when the stone was nowhere, no birth of a stone at all.
Not even in form.
No disciple, nothing, not a stone. Only he wanted to make a league of devotees. You know, first he did that, and after that. So from beginning, he was so merciful to me. My Guru, Diksha Guru, was too much merciful to me. And he, as you know, that he has written in his
letters.
Oh, our relations are transcendental. I don't know what is that, but he has written. I will be lucky when I will realize this. But now I cannot realize how he will work. He told that our relation is same and my relation was to my Prabhupada. So your relation to me is same. I want to realize. When I will realize this, my life will be successful. So you should also know that I have not come here or anywhere in world, in my any truth, to make disciples. I have come only to follow the orders of my Gurudev and especially the order of my Siksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. As the order, in his last breath, after me, he never talked with anyone and he became like senseless in the service of his Holy Master Radha and Krishna. So his last word is that, oh, I'm begging
forgiveness.
My God brotherhood, I have done something in my preaching that I would not have done. Please try to teach something, all Siddhanta, to my all disciples. He told me in Bengali in my ears, why I brought so many monkeys. I could not learn them, teach them. So please help them. I told him, I'm giving word this, you are my Siksha Guru. I will try to help up my whole breath.
Last breath.
I will help you all the things. So I have not come to make any disciple. I came only to take the foot dust of Swamiji where he went. like a very auspicious place, Tirtha,
pilgrimage place.
And to help the devotee who had been
neglected
and now the devotee. So I am very happy. I think never, I have firm belief, strong belief that you will not fall. I fell down. Never. I know that you are real. In real sense, ESKCON. Founded by Brahma. Established by Brahma. And in the line, Narada Goswami, second one. Third is one. Not only Vyasdev. Krishna Dvaipa and Veda Vyas. To make Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Manifested. Discovered. And then Ishwar Puripad, you know, and Marvendra Puripad. And then Ishwar Puripad. Then Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Tamadharaya. They are really ISKCON's devotees. We should not be
sectarian
institution.
A frog in well. never. Oh, you should be. Yeah, then you can be a frog, but of ocean. Then you can realize the mercy of the Bhaktivedanta Swami. Otherwise you cannot. If you are frog in bed, you cannot realize this. So if you are coming from the well and looking, oh, seven oceans of the well. And where Swamiji went everywhere, and he manifested his mercy to all without any cost and crease. Those who can, you should chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, from where you can? Oh, are you disciple of Krishna Maharaj? Oh, yes, I am disciple of Krishna. Oh, him breast. Oh, you are my dear. Oh, from where you are coming? From Siddhar Maharaj? Oh, yes. Oh, come on. Oh, from where you are coming? I am coming from Australia. Oh, are you hippie? Oh, yes.
I shall make you happy.
But now there are so many walls here, there. Anyone should not
so many gates with the lock.
Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful. Boundless merciful. A dog came to him. Oh, your dog of
Sivananda Sen.
And he what he? He gave some
coconut. Mahaprasad, coconut Mahaprasad.
And he told Hare Krishna, and went direct to Guru. So, I want that. Even a dog of any related to Swamiji, I want that he should be like all my bosom friend. He is my bosom friend. We are of the hope, all of her, one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Australia, in America, whether in England, or in India,
Holland,
or even in Muslim countries, no hope. Though you think that, we are of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and chanting Hare Krishna, all are united. We should try to get honor. Krishna iti jasya garin kan manasardriya. And eat. Dikshasti Cheta
Panativishtabhajantamisham.
And if not criticizing anyone, always Nindari Shunya, and always chanting and remembering, observed in high class, Krishna, Rashik and Bhagavatam, then you should go and fall down there.
Lotus
feet.
and try to serve with whole life. And he is our pranabandhu. Pranabandhu?
Friend of our heart, bosom friend of our heart.
Like this. Never yet, Rupa Goswami had told that he should be only the disciple of my Gurudev. Has he written? Never. So try to follow all these things in correct way. I'm very happy. That whole Mumar Lamba. All the devotees has come here.
Hare
Hare. I'm so much inspired.
He's cooking.
Where is Tapan?
Cooking.
No, he should be here. And all the darshan.
Cooking.
All the devotees I met there. All Mumar Lamba Bala. So we will.
Also Melbourne, Wala has come. And Johnny talked
about. Yes, we put in more Lamba.
Yes, but from Melbourne.
But most of the devotees we met,
why
all
are
here. The Bandhu was also there. All there. Hari there.
India.
Oh, India, from Paris.
So, I'm very inspired. And you are helping me in this work. Preaching in the line of Swamiji. All your help. So I am not making any disciple, but I am making my friends, making an informant, that I can tell some Harikatha to them, and they can hear. Ready this. Like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sati told, oh, you are my Vipad Bandhu.
Uddharan Bandhu.
Uddharan Bandhu. What is the meaning? What?
My friends who saved me from a great calamity.
You are saving me from great calamity. Also you are saving me. Say, Guru, never think that I am making so many disciples. These are all wealth of Krishna. All very fragrant, very smooth and very sweet flowers. Guru takes them and gives in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Guru only does this. He never thinks that, oh, all the disciples are my property. Never. Other of his?
Kanguru.
Kanguru. So, really Guru is that. All the disciples are very sweet, fragrant, smooth flowers of Radha and Krishna. If a guru gives this in the lotus feet of Radhika, oh, he takes it. And where gives? In the golden dog, in the neck of Krishna. Oh! And thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So we should try to demand. What?
Break the walls.
And make smoke that all our family can be together and chant and render and preach. Go, Prima. Where is
going? 1 minute.
Are you
coming?
He's.
1 minute.
I think that how in Mobalamba everything was managed very peacefully.
Yeah.
I want that same should be here. No problems with it. I will hear that, oh, we are all happy. no problem at all. Any problems should not come to anyone, and especially to me. And you should manage it very
efficiently.
Good way. And our classes for 4 days are 5 days. Especially in evening, I will speak sometimes very little in morning, but in evening I will speak. I'm thinking what to speak, but I may complete that
Manasiksha,
and something more. At once, without delay.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha
Namo Vishnupada. Namo Vishnupada. From beginning.
Thank you.